Portland. KBOO is an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. By making a donation through GiveGuide on kboo.fm/give, you're eligible for over $4,000 worth of free and discounted products from your favorite Portland brands. Next up is Calculated Conversation.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. The Social Justice Action Center provides community space, access to a commercial kitchen, and now new open hours. The launch party will provide information about new programs, opportunities to volunteer, and more. Again, that's the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Crackpots Holiday Pop-Up in St. John's. Open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. through Sunday, December 22nd, at the former Bank of America building in North Portland. The Crackpots Pop-Up Shop features 50 local upcycling artists and many curated items rescued from the waste stream by Reclaim It. Again, that's the Crackpots Holiday Pop-Up in St. John's, Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. through Sunday, December 22nd at the former Bank of America building, 7410 North Chicago Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Yourself, my boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend, dope rhymes, but no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself. Spread yourself. Do it good. Spread yourself. Do it good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear myself.
Welcome to another episode.
We back. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. We back in studio. This show is live, so you definitely can call in today if you want to touch bases with us.
Ring-a-ling-ling-ling.
So I'm your host, David, and
Ken Jones is here.
Ken Jones in the house.
Present.
Men of many hats and passions.
Yes.
Glad to be in the booth. We in K-Boo. You know, we've been out of the studio for a minute,
yeah.
You know, kind of doing stuff on the out, recording shows, but again, we live in the flesh. And don't forget, real quick, all the socials, man. On IG, we at Calculated Conversation.
Bam.
On Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Bam.
On Twitter, at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
Gmail, Calculated Conversation at Gmail.
Bam.
Website is popping, www.calculatedconversation.com.
Calculated Google, everything.
Google Play Store, Apple.
All your favorite streaming sites.
That's all you got to say, man. I'll be breaking them all down. Really, I'm just trying to remember.
What's going on with you, brother?
Nothing, man. It's just cold as ever right now.
Yeah, definitely the knuckle cruncher. And I get ashy knuckles for no reason.
Yeah. My elbows get like that.
Yeah? Like, I could be fresh out. Everything is moisturized, but the knuckles hit a little bit of cold air. Yeah, it's a rough one.
I was looking at my podcast the other day, the Stacking Black one I do, yeah. And I was watching. I was like, dang, nobody could tell me my elbow.
Right.
Nobody told me I was mixed.
just letting you live.
Yeah, that was hella rude.
Yeah, I learned young that my joints is like that. I've always kept lotion. Like, if you're ever in my car, look at the car door, there's usually a lotion bottle sitting over there.
Yeah, and I keep lotion. I try to keep cologne, you know. I even keep some deodorant with me, man.
Oh, yeah. Cause it's a whole survival kit.
I mean, you know, we live way out there. You get to go out there once a day, man. So your little deodorant might wear off in 2 hours, man.
There ain't nothing worse than having that moment of did the deodorant go on? Because I feel like once you notice it, it's already too late. You can't. You got to take a whole shower and change the shirt.
Exactly.
You can't just go throw some deodorant on and keep on going about your day.
There you go. Ready for business again. But yes, we back again, man. We doing well. A lot of dope events going on. Conversations happening every day. Every day we get a chance to to vibe, and so definitely a pleasure to share the platform, man, with you guys out there that's listening.
Yes, Lord.
Make sure they have our phone number, brother.
503-231-8187. I'll say that again.
Right.
503-231-8187.
And then I'll say it. 503-231-8187. If you need to call in, touch bases, give us your experience, some advice, any recommendations, show some love, show some disagreement even, you know.
Right.
We here for it all, you know. Unscripted show live on air, but even then, there's certain things we just got to talk about.
Do you feel me?
What's going on with my brother Ken? We gonna check in with Ken first.
Ripping and running, putting things together. Feel like it's been a good flow. Been a lot of back-to-back stuff, but a lot of it filled with some pretty decent energy. Definitely, you know, that season of cold and dark and gloomy, having to make sure to be even much more thought out and calculated in the thought process. And, you know, just trying to make sure I'm staying in front of and also making sure to check in on my peoples. Been doing my random messages again, just to see where people at, what the status is like, and making sure to even just have some conversations, doing a little bit more prying. My goal for 2020 is to become more nosy, and not just waiting for somebody to tell me information as opposed to seeking the information.
Yeah.
And doing a little digging, because, you know, I think we're programmed to just be like, oh, yeah, we good. We all right. I'm good.
Yeah, because I was told that, you know, there's certain people that won't tell you if you don't ask.
Yeah, and I think there's a piece of it too, and I think about this often growing up. Like, if somebody wants you to know something, and I've said this myself out loud, of like, somebody want me to know, they're gonna tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the reason? If you're not sharing it with me, then clearly it wasn't for me to know. And that's I don't feel like I would still run with that same type of philosophy and approach, because it's definitely needing to do some prying. Some people are a whole lot more guarded with themselves and their thoughts. So taking that time to actually ask those follow-ups and understand that sometimes people do want to talk. They don't even know how to start the conversation, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. So kind of doing that and genuinely being interested, right, mm-hmm. about it. And I think especially with people you actually know, and you know, you're seeing things that might seem a little different, mm-hmm. might seem a little off, taking that time to just give a few more, do a little more digging.
Yeah, and we come from that place to where we really, you know, with, I feel like so much disconnection amongst humanity, you just don't really know who even care to hear what you got going on.
Yeah, not wanting to feel like a burden.
I mean, because again, we live in that society that is, you know, I think initially teaches, you know, be for self. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think a lot of people don't expect anybody else to care. And so I think that extra concern and care is always instrumental to somebody opening up and actually being more transparent.
Right.
And speaking of your random check-ins, brother, I wanted to publicly and on air thank you very much, because you've checked on me on some occasions. Mm-hmm. And I think a friend of mine asked me the other day, like, you know, you always checking on people and supporting people. Like, who check on you? And I was like, and then I started looking around, and the room started spinning around real quick. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, that is a very good question. I said, I will tell you, though, my bro, Cam Jones, like, there's been times, you only did it twice, but there's been times that, you know, he hit me out of the blue and said, man, I'm just checking on you, just seeing how you was. Right. I do this from time to time. And I was like, man, I definitely respected that, bro.
Right.
You sometimes. Know, you're the only person I know that really would reach out and, you know, just to check, man, you know. You know, speaks highly of you know, your character, you know, gracious. And your passion for people and spreading love and, you know, and everything like that.
I appreciate that, brother.
So yes, we are grateful for the love you share, brother. And what else are we talking about?
Just wanted to be mindful of this time of year.
Especially. Yeah, yeah. You was talking about that, because I think this, we in that weather where it's not left to do but start arguing on Facebook. Cause it's too cold outside. I'm seeing a little more anger. Like, you know, let me pick a fight.
Look,
people get to type in and stuff. But
look,
again, yeah, yeah. So, you know, try to keep, you know, focus of, you know, your inner self. You know, the goal for me, and I'm hoping, you know, to spread the idea that, you know, the power is in, and being internal, you know, trying to not be too swayed by circumstance,
right?
You know, standing on solid ground, sticking to your guns, sticking to your philosophies, you know, sticking to the things that, you know, that move you, that are conducive to, you know, where you're going in life. You know, and also being able to make sure that you respectful to the other people around you in the world that's also trying, you know, to do the right thing. And so, and with that being said, I wanted to get into keeping the faith. I know it's a rough time of the year. I know that everybody's struggling with something. Most people do. You know, you got a few people sitting on top of a hill somewhere in all sunshine. They ain't worried about nothing. But
in the tropics,
you know, but we do understand that, you know, people worry about things, you know, and faith gets lost, you know, panic starts to set in, bad decisions can be made, bonds get broken, you know, situations get rushed, and not worked out properly. Again, try to stay true to yourself. Try to keep the faith of what you originally set out to do, and remember why you're doing it, and understand that it's definitely not an easy road. Whatever it is you're doing, whatever you might be losing faith on, you know, we get to a point to where we're like, man, I don't know if this is gonna work, or we get to a point to say, man, I'm just tired of everybody. I just hate everything, you know. Or we get to a point to where we think the world is against us, and the world hates us, or maybe it's a situation with our children, you know, it could be, we could be in a dead end job, you know, and think that, man, is this it for me, you know? I just wanted to, you know, get on air and say, keep the faith, you know, You know, remember what's important. Remember why you're doing it, you know, and stick to the passionate things that you care about, which should guide you through, but they just don't guide you through expeditiously, like T.I. was saying. Well, not, you know, it ain't always when you want it. You know, there's a thing about people say about God, you know, he don't always come when you call, but he always on time.
And Ja Rule also said.
And Ja Rule and God, you know, they work together on that one. But, you know, if... You know, and how, whatever, you know, your savior, your belief, or, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, you can attribute it to that. But just remember, it's going to take some time. Things are not supposed to go the way you want all the time. And a lot of times, struggle is designed to educate you so you can understand what you do want and what you don't want. And it helps you build formulas. It's really, really important to pay attention to those experiences. I had a dope conversation with somebody today. You know, I'm supporting this guy, getting on his feet, and, you know, the program I work with downtown. And, you know, we just had a long talk, and I'm telling him, like, same thing we talk about when we go to OSCI, man, and we go hang out, you know, with Chris Lambert and them. It's really just about patience, really understanding that it's not going to happen all the day, you know. It's not always going to happen when you want it. It's more of a patience, a trusting, you know, give it to your spirituality, you know, your bigger picture, what you believe in, and be patient with the process. They say trust the process, man, and like you got to do that. And I just, you know, looking back on my own life, I just can't, you know, stress how many times I didn't want to trust the process, but I did anyway. Stayed the individual, stayed committed to the long term goal, even when I was set back. And seeing everything, you know, working out perfectly, puzzle pieces getting put together, pictures being shown and displayed, it just further my belief in why patience is so important and why having faith in something bigger than you is important. If it's up to us, I feel like we'll always challenge the right thing. Only because the right thing don't always feel good.
And that,
you know,
in that moment.
And so when that happens, like, you got a choice to make, man. It's either, you know, you run with your own intuition of trying to fight what doesn't feel good, or you relax, you know, you put the energy in the hands of your faith, which is bigger than you, and you let it take you to the struggle, and let it take you through the struggle, and then you let it take you out.
A word.
You know what I'm saying? So,
A word.
It's just... You know, just be patient, you know, be kind to people, be thoughtful, really try to, you know, let's get back to the idea of calculated conversation. Really, really do your best, if possible, to strategize your words, strategize your actions. Make sure they're getting the point across that you want to get across. You are allowing people to feel how you want them to feel. Not a whole lot of room for, you know, for confusion or for misinterpretation. You're clear, you're strategic. You thoughtful, you careful, and you know, you do it in a loving way, man. It's hard. I mean, you know, anybody can try to take you off, you know, your pathway, man. But it's really hard for the universe to fail you when you've fallen in the lines of love, respect, appreciation. Mm-hmm. You know. Positivity, kind words, acceptance, you know, lack of judgment. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to fail in these areas because I feel like the world starts to move around you and starts to adapt to you.
Yes.
You know, when you do these things, because more people, you're making people feel good, yeah. You know, and that's what we forget. You're making people around you feel good, and you don't always know who you're making feel good. Yeah. That person could be that person, you know? And you might not know it. And so you kind of got to practice this all the time, like you on the court and you're being watched by a scout that you don't know is in the stands.
And they're sneaky,
you know? And so it doesn't, you know, and I understand that at times it looked like it's not going to pay off, you know? And I feel like that's the negativity trying to trick you into thinking that this isn't going to work. It don't always look good to do the right thing or always be the smart person, always be the bigger person, or to always be kind, or to always be understanding, or to always be helpful, or to always be loving. People think, you know, like we're taught to think that we're just losing and losing and giving and giving and giving and giving. Mm-hmm. And so you give too much, then you lose everything, I feel like. But in the end, after the work is done, you know, after the consistency is shown, mm-hmm. The persistence is there, the resilience is evident. You know, I feel like the world is like, okay, we accept you. And not only do we accept you, we accept everything that you're a part of. Mm. And we're going to let you on in. Now this is your world.
Mm. Do what you want.
So, I got, with that being said,
I got two things right now. First off, I feel like this guy David then grabbed my journal and was in my journal and came with a whole word. After reading the journal.
Right.
but is dope what you were just highlighting, because this is something recently of really sitting and having a sit down moment where that inner dialogue, mm-hmm. getting out of control, like out of control. And what reeled me in that moment of all that is like lining everything up and being like, you know, the things that we ask for. Think about the conversations we have offline all the time, the right. things we working towards, right? These goals mm-hmm. and so on. And what legitimately lifted a weight off of one of the shoulders that I had placed there, clearly, is that said, this is what you say you want, mm-hmm. right? Now, it's essentially the universe talking to me, can you handle everything that comes with this? Can you handle everything that will come, that's gonna come your way and be thrown at you to see if you want it that bad,
right.
or if this is about to be the moment that you sit down,
right?
Right? Mm-hmm. And which for me is not an option, right? But still, those thoughts going through it, and it made me think back to that idea about everything being created twice, mm-hmm. first in your mind, then in reality, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, absolutely.
And that's that goes from every invention known to man, right? Except for the stuff that the aliens brought through, but that's a whole nother conversation. but no, just understanding that what the mind does, and then that turns into a projection, yeah. and so on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you start seeing.
Yes.
And we talk about this often, where you have to be in control of you, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And as you're trying to navigate through, especially, and this is great where we talk about this time of year where I feel like there's a different pressure on people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Crazy different pressure, and again, a lot of it created on our own, but then I think that seasonally is just one of those times. But being able to actually capture when your mind is starting to do that, when your brain is starting, because I don't think there comes a time where everything is positive running through your mind. Right. I think there's always a moment of doubt. There will always be moments of doubt, mm-hmm. but that's not what wins as far as what's overpowering. Right. It's more of the stutter step. Then it's like, oh, no, we're going to do this. The more that you're able to see things clearly, the more that you're able to see clearly what you actually want. Mm-hmm. Right. That becomes the reality for your mind. That becomes the reality for yourself. That's the, going back to like when we first started, and I used to talk about laying down at night, and I was actually going through a thing here recently of like, what has changed? Like, what are some things that in my systems that I fell out of, right? And gotten relaxed on certain things. And I'm noticing how important those things were.
Right.
One of them being that time that I would spend before going to sleep. Got my binaural beats playing and going through having the thoughts of what it is that I actually want the next day to be, mm-hmm. right? Having these vivid thoughts of what the day will be like, what type of interactions I'm looking forward to already, right? What type of things will I learn today, mm-hmm. or tomorrow? Yep. Having that stuff already painted and thinking about the importance of just those simple tasks. That's a 5-10 minute thing, right?
Right.
And that's a piece I want to throw in there, is how many things we do because we don't feel like we don't have time,
right.
right? And a lot of these things only take a couple minutes.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
a couple little reminders, having notes, right? Mm-hmm. Little notes, sticky notes. I'm a advocate for writing stuff. You've been to my spot. Yeah. I write all over the place. It's quick quotes and things that just pop in my mind. Yeah. But it's those constant reminders, right? Right. Wanting to make sure that those are the things that are I'm being filled with, and it's essentially it's mindfulness. It's paying attention to what you're paying attention to. Mm-hmm. Understanding that or trying to understand that if you can be in the moment, be present, be fully in the moment. And what is it? Be in the moment without judgment.
Right.
Right? That's a hell of one. Because it's times where people like think of people watching and you're around and you're just like, as opposed to just being there. Right. Like, when's the last time you've been somewhere and really just stopped, like, I'm here, I'm noticing the lights, I'm noticing the smells, I'm noticing the sounds, and just being there.
Right.
Like, not brain over here to the left, to the right. And I know as a creative,
right,
my mind is always, you know, I'm looking at something and thinking about how this can be flipped and, oh, how I want to take that piece of the way that corner is put together and take that and add that to something that I'm doing on a project,
right?
Brain always going, but sometimes needing to kind of stop that and just be there,
right,
and be there for yourself. And I think in addition to what you were saying as far as, you know, putting the love out there and so on, you also got to put that love in the self,
mm-hmm,
right? Having those moments to stop and capture, giving yourself grace. And I know we hit that a lot, but just giving yourself the okay to not always be at what yesterday's best was or right, last week's best, operating as efficiently as you can. But at least if you're coming from a place of wanting to do things the right way,
mm-hmm,
then you can live with yourself a lot better.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You can live with the results.
Yeah. And so when things don't go awry or you don't, you know, live up to your best self, still give yourself some grace that you're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to have the answer. You're not always going to think the best things. You're not always going to make what seems like the right decisions in that moment.
Right.
But ultimately, if those decisions were made from a place that you had thought out, right, you put some thought into it, and this came from your best thinking in that moment, that's what else can you do?
Right.
Right?
Right.
We are the sum total of all of our decision making. This moment right here, right now, is the sum total of every decision we've made up to this point right now, good or bad. Right. Right?
Yeah.
We are a product of that. And as we continue to keep developing, ever evolving, we're going to keep getting to these different levels. You know, it's like I've talked about on air with you, about you watching your progression, mm-hmm, right? Watching, actually getting to witness this for the people out there that listen and don't know, you know, David personally, don't know. And it's a couple other people in my life like this, being able to watch. And even for myself, of looking back and seeing the transition, right?
Yeah.
Seeing the growth and the development. It's funny looking through pictures and videos and old stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But seeing the things that, you know, you've thrown out there, you stay true to, the things that I put out and stay true to, and watch how, looking at how this has worked and progressed through time.
Right.
Right? Being able to kind of live that. And even though along the way having the same issues that anybody has,
right,
we're not at any
exactly
level, any higher, any we're here and we're cruising along with all the people. And understand that we run into these same challenges.
Yes.
These same challenges. And there's many a times we did not operate at that level that we talk about.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
That did not happen. But I bet there was a lot of thought afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the big differences, is taking that experience and actually evaluating that experience.
Right.
And seeing, okay, if this pops up, now I kind of know what that's like.
Right.
So now I can try to do a better job of getting ahead of whatever that thought was, whatever that action was, whatever the words were,
mm-hmm,
right? And being able to kind of capture that. And I think that is one thing that just, it's going to be continual, because you're going to be tested in many different ways, you know?
Yeah.
There's ways that, you know, you may be great at, you know, somebody just talking trash or whatever, you may be able to let that roll off your back, but then somebody else come do something weird, like, you know, touch you in a weird way and you respond, right?
Yeah,
you may not be as, because that's a whole different avenue that came your way and you responded in that moment based off of not preparing for that. Right? You can't prepare for everything.
Right.
So again, that's where being able to give yourself some grace and understand that, operate just at the best that you can with the information that you have. And then when you have experiences that you don't feel that you were able to present yourself fully in the form and fashion that you would have liked, that's when you sit and have to evaluate that.
Yes.
And again, sometimes maybe the way you acted was just fine for you.
Right.
If that's fine, that's fine. Yeah. Right?
If you liked your results, then you're doing a great job.
But what it is, the attention changes perception, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, you're right on point, bro, because basically, you know, the conversation I was having, I was telling this young brother, you know, like, experiences, man. Like, what's happening is we going through so many things, but we're not really acknowledging our experiences to a point to where we making adjustments based off of everyone. You know, and that's the thing, that's gonna be the kicker, you know. And I see that's the way that growth, you know, is maintained and influenced by, you know, like making new decisions is growth. Like, I'm doing something new now. I had an experience, I didn't like it. Now I'm going to make a different decision and see if I can get a different experience. If my experience is not different, then I'm growing in my decision making. You know what I mean? And that's a process we have to take extremely serious. A big part of, you know, I think what's going on in the world is all these experiences are happening, and we're not analyzing them deep enough to realize what they mean, you know, and to make the appropriate adjustments to make them mean what we want them to mean. You know, and so that's extremely, extremely important.
I got a question for you, and this is from a space of, like, I've witnessed back and forth, and I feel like, you know, having conversations, I feel like I'm fairly decent at being able to explain myself, my stance, and things of that nature. And I've also, you know, seen you engage online and also in on calls and here in this studio, right, where... Do you ever find yourself feeling like, I am saying this in the best way that I know how to communicate this, and it not landing, being still, and then you even adjust, reiterate that maybe in a different framing, and still not?
You
ran into that.
Yeah, it happens often. And I think that's just because, you know, we definitely do live in sort of a, I mean, the society, I think, that we all were kind of raised in and given, it's a tad bit toxic, and it's a tad bit selfish, which means that, you know, the ability for most people to retain any information that is barbaric to them is extremely difficult. You know what I mean? It's extremely difficult. And it's the sad part is it's nobody's fault. It's just that most people aren't taught to receive certain types of information, and they don't really have, you know, the mindset or the reach to be able to bring in new information and analyze it and find the meaning, because it's kind of, it's separate and again barbaric from what, from everything that they thought they knew. And so you try to break it down, like that they say in layman's terms, you know, as simple as possible, and sometimes it's just not information that's, you know, easily able to be processed
in those type of scenarios. Like, and of course can't speak to each and every one, but do you find yourself after that trying to, like, replay, do you find yourself replaying the conversation, trying to figure, like, how that wasn't understood?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I go back and I think, and I'm like, how could I have said it any different or any clearer? You know, and that don't mean there hadn't been times where I got frustrated and wasn't clear.
Definitely.
You know, but in the end, you know, at least the last few years, I've been practicing on, you know, my, you know, severe calculations. So not a lot of things I say without thinking anymore. It's been a while since I just didn't think and said stuff.
Gotcha.
And I don't even answer questions until I ask them first. So, like, it's really hard to kind of get me in the corner or to get me to just blurt out some stuff.
See, that's one of those things I feel like I've been good at for a fair amount of time, where it's not just reckless, you know what I mean? Like, just trying to sting.
Yeah. I mean, we need information. I mean, and that's why we're here doing this show, because, I mean, like, literally, you really shouldn't be, you know, speaking, you know, from a so-called educated standpoint on a subject if you don't have information on the subject.
Yeah.
And so what we don't know, you know, and the way we was raised to, we'll talk, you know, we were raised to talk about your subject, but with our information.
Look.
you know what I mean?
And even understanding, too, that sometimes, like, think of, like, just phrases. And I'm going to give an example of, like, how one thing that can be innocent can also be something that has been made to be aggressive.
Absolutely.
So I had a moment I had a moment about a month ago. And I'm sitting outside of Swift, actually. I was sitting outside of Swift. Me and Morg had went there. Am was up spinning. We went there after one of the podcasts and doing our stuffs, had some drinks. It was time to go. So I'm sitting outside waiting for Morg to clear, come out there. And I'm sitting out there, had on some Jordans. Anyways, it was a group of dudes across from me. You know, not a what's up. I'm sitting there. I'm feeling great. And like it was kind of these looks, and then, you know, I nodded my head like, what's happening? And one of them was like, what size shoes are those? My immediate response without even thinking was, your size.
Right, that's his response.
It was, and he was, these are your size. And in that moment, this is what I've only known that phrase to mean.
Absolutely.
So he got up and started like coming around. I'm like, okay, cool. This is where this is going. Good. So he's coming towards, and but he's still like, there's nothing in his posture or demeanor that says aggression.
That says aggression, right.
And I'm like, and he's like, oh man, so that's, it was like, man, I wear what do you say, a 14, and I'm a 13. So I was like, oh, and I'm still in that because of the way in which he's coming, and his partner's been kind of turned, but I'm like, yeah, you could probably fit in there. And I'm still thinking that this is that, but again, I'm taking in the information of what my brain is saying versus what his body language and everything else. And then it clicked, like, no, he was serious. He was like, I got all these ones and that's a pair I don't have. Like, man, if that was a 40, I'd buy them right now. It was like, oh. Yeah. And I felt like an idiot, bro. Yeah. Because I've never heard that question asked, not followed by some type of activity.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And so that was a moment where it was like that, a clear miss that could have been, you know, that could have got real spicy. But just that. So I know that's an extreme example, but think about having conversations where you're saying something, but for that person, that phrase that is an innocent, regular thing to you, you're coming from this with all purpose and intent to get some understanding or to get an answer. Mm-hmm. And on this side, it's like, I'm being attacked.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like how crazy that happens. And I think that in scenarios like that, like how do you even back that down? And I mean, I guess there's definitely ways, but once you get somebody on that defense, then it's kind of hard to pull it back. Yeah. And, you know, I've gotten to a point with certain conversations where it's just, I don't have anything else to say for this right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like I try to over explain. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I probably give too many details just to try to help make sure that this is understood as robustly as I can. Then sometimes I don't have the fully formed thought.
Right.
And in those points, I'm like, I don't want to give, because that's where you swim and you're just saying words.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've done that. That's happened many a times. And having that understanding that sometimes it is better just to not say, right?
Yeah.
And somebody, you should be able to push away from something. I think about how many relationships and, excuse me, not relate, but exchanges that could have not went left if there was just a moment to gather thoughts.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Just a moment to gather the thoughts. But I think we do operate just in general of needing to, feeling like we have to have a response.
Right.
Feeling like we need to have an answer, which is dangerous, right? Because sometimes you find yourself with people. I sit and watch some people that I'm like, you're just saying something. Like, just to have something to say.
Yeah, right, just to be a part of it.
There's no fact in what you just said.
Right.
Like,
you
just threw something out because you didn't want to say, I don't know.
Right.
And that piece right there of like, it's actually, people can much respect you not knowing something much more than you throwing out some BS and somebody taking that, because now you have to stand on that damn near.
Right.
That's what's wild about that.
And when you fight for that even more, And then we start to think something's really wrong with you.
Look.
You know, but it's really hard to say, hey, you know, that's the one thing I learned, you know, growing up in the society, man, and becoming a man and being accountable, is that it's really, really difficult for somebody to say, you know what, I made a mistake. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, and they don't know how simple and powerful that is, but it's, you know, it's you know, it's really left out, you know, of you know, people's, you know, great bag of tricks, man.
I think mean, even following that, I made a mistake, and then following that with, if, how can I fix that? How can I make that better for you? Yeah. That leaves it back on them to essentially give you more information on how to interact and how to treat and deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, and that's kind of what, I mean, that's crucial, man. That is, like, what you just said right there is probably the most crucial aspect, you know, of human interaction and why it works or why it doesn't. Mm. Which is, again, a big part of what calculated conversation is, what it's all about. You know, we are all like, and I go through this all the time, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, I try.
Don't do it.
Some people think I'm, you know, I'm a little bit mean and stuff and rude and low patience. But like I say, I'm cool with somebody being, it's not about being perfect. I told this guy today, again, I told you this before, but it's not about being perfect. It's about understanding imperfection. See, these are two different things. I'm cool with somebody making mistakes, but I'm not cool with somebody understanding when they don't make a mistake. And that's my issue. So I kind of like, I shy away from them, those type of people, like almost instantaneously, because you can't really grow if somebody can't be accountable just because they had good intentions.
Yes.
Yeah, your intentions weren't bad. You know, it's just the fact that you know, you just came from a place of, this is what I know that to mean. And I know that to mean the same thing, because I've been in them situations. So I know exactly what I would have been thinking. And my response might not have been no different.
Right.
Which means that me and you, we not that far along when it comes to, you know, like being perfect. We know that we make, even then, like I still today.
Yes.
I got to relax myself sometime when people pull in front of me. And like one of the things, when people road rage me, like, bro, I'm still gonna talk about that, because I'll be ready to pull up, drive, hang out the window, and I gotta think, maybe just relax for a second. They don't even understand. They're not part of this. Like, do your thing and drive and go where you're going. Like, I have to have that talk, bro.
This show, because of us having this dialogue about this so many times on the show, bro, I promise this pops up in my head on my drives, and it helps to keep me focused on not having that reaction.
Good.
Because, yeah, I feel like we've touched on that.
Because people are, I mean, you know, I drive probably a little more than you, but we drive a lot, especially where we live and where we're coming from.
Right.
We around a lot of people, and every day somebody's upset and honking and nothing really, you know, and I'm like, and I be wanting to slow down and roll the window down and make sure, you know what I mean? And I got to think for a second, you're not supposed to be doing this. You know, so for the listeners, I forgot we was on air. So for the listeners, just remember that we're not perfect at all.
At
and
all.
We make mistakes, and God is still working on us.
And as all of us, so in that being said, too, it ties back into what I was, give yourself some grace in your progress, right? In your journey. It's the same thing like people that are on their weight loss journeys. It's like, you know, you have a day where you went over your calorie count. If you're counting calories, you went over, or that don't mean you just throw everything away and you're a failure. Yeah. Like, okay, that happened. Okay, cool. Now tomorrow I'm going to make sure to try a little bit harder to stick with the regimen.
Right.
Because that's what's going to keep me going. But to throw everything away over that, you wouldn't do that. You shouldn't do it. So it's the same thing with yourself.
Yeah.
It's giving yourself that little piece to understand that you will not. I think I've preached that for years with my kids. Like, yeah, your best is not the same every day.
Right. No, it's not, bro. So, but, and what you were saying, well, real quick.
Oh.
The phone number to K-Boo to call in, to talk to us right now, right this second, and get in on this good conversation. I know y'all out there like, oh, they going deep tonight. 503-231-8187. We would love to hear from you guys. You know, hear your experiences, how you working on this, or, you know, any suggestions. just whatever, man. We, you know, we love to chat with the listeners. It's probably one of the best parts of doing this is getting engagement from the outside and being able to build together on these ideas. Yes. You know, as far as I'm concerned, but.
And even if y'all want to call up our wonderful board op, Samia,
yeah,
and
Samia,
give her a shout out, tell her hi.
She's shaking her head, yes. No, I'm playing. No, but yeah, bro, you know, and what you just said is kind of, that's the tough part of human interaction is unintentionally making somebody feel a certain way.
Yes.
And having to be accountable for that,
yeah.
Even though your intentions were good,
man,
that is the most difficult part for people to actually, you know, take in and stomach. And I think to me, that's the most crucial part of compatibility, simply because we are all different. Ain't no way in heck that we can know exactly what's gonna make somebody tick, or exactly what's gonna make somebody happy, or what's going to throw them off or throw them on.
Hey.
But I think the kicker is when it's brought to your attention, and it's for the listeners too, relationship, children, you know, whether you at work, dealing with a boss or, you know, a stranger, or any little thing that you deal with in, you know, the normal daily routine of life, how do you respond, you know, when you unintentionally make somebody feel a certain way? What do you do at that point? Do you justify with intention, or are you able to become a little bit accountable and understanding with lack of awareness of this person and grow in that situation? That's how I know if I can continue to rock with somebody, whether it's a friend, family member, girlfriend, whatever. You know what I mean? If I have a female that I'm rocking with and she can't grasp the concept that she unintentionally done something and it's not nobody's fault, but it's just us growing together and building the bridge. You know, if you can't be accountable for building the bridge together, because if you're not accountable, that means you want us to just ride on your bridge. You know?
Sing it.
And so the thing is, we have to build one together. Otherwise, we're not together. You know, and it's simple. And so I got no problem with, you know, deleting people out of my life.
That boy preaching.
For, you know, just not wanting to understand that, because this is what makes relation. This is we talking about relating here.
Yeah, yeah.
Relating don't always mean everything is similar, everything is in common. It means talking about things that are good, talking about things that are bad, and talking about things that may be compromising that we may need to build on.
The hurt versus the help, right? I think that's the piece. If I'm giving you information, right, and we're in some type of relationship, my information should not be coming from a place of I'm trying to hurt.
Right.
We're a team. And that's if that's my partner, the child, woman, whatever. It's coming from a place. If it's not coming from a place of I'm trying to slice, yeah, like, no, this is, we here. This is what we doing. And I think that's a big piece is taking the time to tell somebody how to deal with you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Having that, I think, was it last week? I don't know if I was talking to you, but I know I was just talking about the, we talk about social media often, and one of the memes that I see all the time, and it drives me crazy, is, and written by, I'm going to guess, a woman, based on the language and stuff used in there, but saying, like, if he don't know how to treat you, then he's not a man, blah blah blah, whatever type of spill you want to. And it's like, wait, no. No, he don't know. He doesn't. Nobody comes into just knowing how. You need to be vocal about the ways that you would like to be treated, the way that works for you, the way that your communication style,
right?
Those type of things. Like, get over, like, a love language, like, cool. But how do you like to be talked to? How do you not like to be, you know, these things where there may be parts in there that somebody has operated under this viewed this way for every other relationship they've been in. So when they come in and they're treating you the same way that they were doing things before that seemed to work out, I guess, fairly well, maybe, at least for the first part of the relationships.
Right.
And it doesn't work for you. That doesn't, but you're not saying this is my problem. And I think that comes in, especially in relationship type settings where those type of things aren't set up in front. Cause at first, everything is cool. Everything is cute. Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. And so it's exactly. like, but it's some of those conversations that you kind of throw out there up front. Or if you actually are cool with people being who they are, because that's what I think is the most beautiful thing. You get people to come together and be who they are. Right,
right.
Even in friend groups, this isn't just applying to romantic relationships. You get your friends together, and it can be the most random personalities come together. And I think that's where people feel the most comfort is when they can be around people and be who they are,
yep.
right? And they're not always getting muted and attempted to get, you know, their light dimmed
right.
when they're around. But especially in relationship settings, it's having to have those conversations and express to people how you like to be dealt with, right?
Right, right.
And those are conversations that are kind of weird to have up front.
Yeah.
If that's something you're not used to, yeah. or when there is an action that kind of throws you, like, don't hit it with I'm just angry, as opposed to, hey, this is, you know, something that it rocks with me, just it makes me feel this type of way.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything necessarily that, you know, you knew about and knew nothing was intentional, however you want to lay that out, but to communicate that. Right?
Right.
Communicate that instead. Don't let it build too much and then turn into a bomb exploding.
Yeah, and we, you know, to back that up, it's just we come in from a place to where, I mean, people generally and realistically feel like they shouldn't have to tell you that. You know
that,
what I mean?
Like how?
And what's going on is they're not saying anything. They're hanging out. They're doing this. And they're saying, oh, everything's great. Yes, it's cool. Yeah, yeah, I'm having fun. And then next thing you know, well, here's the things that's happened in all the last 2 months.
Every car comes with an operator's manual.
It's like, you know, man, I know communication is not easy. You know, nobody said it's going to be easy, but it's worth it because you get a chance to be transparent with the people that you want in your life. And they have information on what to give you to keep you, you know, at that point of peace.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't tell them that, you think they should just know it. And then you get offended and you want to leave when they don't show it. It's like, it doesn't even make sense.
Yes.
You know, it's backwards, man. Like, we have to be okay with talking. And talking is not easy, especially being transparent. We are taught that anytime we bring up something that how we feel or what's bothering us, that we are creating the problem. But no, we are creating an interaction that's healthy and that's going to take us way further than not saying anything.
Tell them.
Period.
We got a caller on the line.
We got a caller on the line, and we are so grateful. So let's bring E in.
E, you there?
E?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be able to call in. There's times when you listen to the radio and you want to share your thoughts and you're having a conversation with yourself while you driving or cooking or whatever you're doing. And you guys mentioned calling in, and I thought, you know what, I want to share some of my opinions, because some of the things that you guys have mentioned tonight, I 100% agree with.
Uh-huh.
And some of them I'm like, well, you know, I have a whole different set of values and philosophies about it. So I'm going to spit this out.
Righteous.
So I believe, because I'm a cutter, I'm a deleter.
Okay.
I'm one of those people, I drop people like I'm changing clothes.
And
I think it's really important to align yourself with people who, you know, we all have different relationships, whether it's the postman, the people you work with,
mm-hmm.
your doctor, your mother, your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have healthy relationships with people, we have to have a healthy relationship with ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the foundation of who we are as individuals. How we communicate, how we express our needs, our feelings, our values, what we want from each other, mm-hmm. is all going to stem from the relationship we have with ourselves.
Absolutely.
So if your relationship with yourself is out of whack, you don't know who you are, what you want, what makes you happy, what makes mm-hmm. you mad, where you're going in life,
mm-hmm.
and then you come from a place of codependency,
mm-hmm.
dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
Lack of accountability often mm. stems from inability to know what you really want at the core of your being.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming from that place, well, it's all going to be wacky.
Right.
How does one achieve good relationships, good communication? It starts with knowing who you are,
mm-hmm.
what you want in this world, and how we operate. If we stop and get to know ourselves really deeply on a level about who am I, what makes me happy, you know, what are my challenges? What do I want in life? Where do I want to go? What do I want from people?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This is awesome.
And if you come back to your core of who you are, then it makes it easier. that's the basis. That's the foundation of the house in which your whole mansion is going to be built upon. Then you start building the bricks of like, okay, this is what I want. This is who I am. This is what I like and don't like. Why am I triggered by that? Oh, because I grew up in a really dysfunctional household and there was a lot of abuse and I was beat and told that this was love. And so now I know that, oh, I don't like that. And then you figure out what else you don't like in relationships to the point where you get to a place where you learn that in order to have healthy relationships, A, you got to stay in your own headspace. Whether you're driving down the road and somebody's trying to cut you off or somebody at work is talking smack or the white lady in the store is clutching her purse when she sees you out of the side of her eye, stay in your own headspace. That's not about you. They're road raging, she tripping, she's staying, thinking you black, you're going to steal from her, or you know, the postman is one of you going to take that package, he's leaving there. Stay in your own headspace. It's not about you. It's about what they are going through.
Righteous.
And in relationships, if I'm accountable for me, my feelings, my expectations, my own thoughts, then I can operate with you, the two together, moon and sun, water and the river. We can flow together if I know that I'm only responsible for my feelings, my needs, and you're responsible for yours. I can't read your mind.
Right.
But a lot of times I see in relationships and in social media, there's this codependency. A lot of people are like, you know, super thirsty. They want attention. They want people to read their mind. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm the main star in my movie. You co-starring.
We're
both playing a role. And it's important to choose people in your life who are going to be part of the supporting cast. You know?
I have a question for you. I love everything you said. I have a question for you. Do you disagree with anything we've said?
Well, there are a few things I disagree with.
Which one?
The things like, well, it's not so much a disagreeing. And that's really important that you mention that because, my truth is my truth. Your truth is your truth. People can debate their perspective, but you can't take that from someone else. Somebody else may say, oh, yeah, it tastes delicious. I love it. It's bomb. And I'm like, oh, God, fried liver and onions. Oh, I can't stand it.
Right.
Does that make them wrong? No. It's just that you like that and I like this. In order to get along and function in the world where everyone's different, we have to accept that it's not so much that I disagree. I see it from a different perspective. I would argue that there are certain different levels, lower vibration, medium, and more evolved, more there are things that people will put up with and accept, and that's one level. And you get to a certain place where, like, I'm a Scorpio. I'm double Scorpio, so I have very low tolerance for a lot of stuff that's, like, kind of common, acceptable behavior.
So what's interesting about the spiel in which you just gave us, we talk about all these. We're more in sync than I think you're aware of. Almost everything that you've ran off to us, we've had topics about. Even our last show, we touched on quite a few of those parts about one of our main staples, the foundation of calculated conversation is rooted in understanding yourself, having love for yourself before you go into the world trying to love. Like, that's one of those foundational pieces. And so a bunch of the parts that you hit, it's almost reaffirming what it is we created this show for. So again, I think we're definitely in sync, and I really hope you tune in and listen to more of this every Tuesday.
Yeah, I would. I would. And you know, as a couple, like, just the last thing I'd like to say, I would love to hear more of people talking about bringing up the conversations of not only so much therapy, but talking about our childhoods and what has shaped us so that we can help other people to evolve, other black folks to evolve, you know, women who have children at a young age, what it's like to grow up in a dysfunctional household where there's a lot of abuse, and how we've formulated, how we've come to have these ideas as adults, like, who told us that?
Yes.
You know, where did we learn this? Where did we learn that we all have to be the same and think the same? And you know, we can't stop and say, you know what, I said that last week, but I've been thinking about it, and you know what, actually I apologize, or my perspective has changed, and you know what, in hindsight I think that maybe we shouldn't spank anymore.
Right.
You know, just to start a different conscious awareness of how we as black people are still we have to keep evolving at a higher, faster rate right now.
We got to get ready to wrap because we're about to end this episode. But I definitely would like, if you can reach out even at the email, calculatedconversation@gmail.com, because I definitely want to point you in the direction of a couple more of these episodes that we've covered that and have brought professionals in on all of these topics. I think we got something for you.
Well, that'd be great.
All right.
That would be wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for my call.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
Hey. All right, y'all, make sure y'all tune into the socials. I'm going to let the man give them off right quick.
That's right. Calculated Conversation, everything started with Gmail. And the website, www.calculatedconversation.com. Twitter, @CalculatedTalk. IG, @CalculatedConversation. Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Calculated everything. No facilities, because some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me, pink too. My stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Ice Cube, it's not for the pop chart. So when should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track? What up? Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records are spinning again and again. This is KBOO Portland. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosing.